22 people were killed today when a grenade was thrown into a Buddhist temple in the central Sri Lankan town of Gampula, a day after the country's presidential election. A military spokesman said it was too early to tell if the attack was related to the results of the poll. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's president took a strong lead in early returns today, but his main challenger said he feared arrest after troops surrounded the hotel where he and other opposition leaders were staying. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Early election counts today showed that incumbent President Mahinda Rajapaksa was leading his nearest challenger, former Army Commander General Sarath Fonseca. Voters went to the polls yesterday in Sri Lanka's first post-war presidential poll, with independent observers putting turnout at between 70 and 80% of the Indian Ocean Islands' 14 million registered voters. It was also a day of surprises, as Fonseca delivered an election day shock by admitting he was not registered to vote. President Rajapaksa's camp said it would challenge his eligibility after the Election Commission said that did not disqualify him. Meanwhile, early today, General Fonseca said soldiers had surrounded the hotel in Colombo where he was staying with opposition party heads. A military spokesperson said their presence was a protective measure. Under Sri Lanka's electoral rules, if no candidate wins 50% of ballots cast in the first count, then voters' second or even third preferences are tallied to determine the winner. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.